Hello and welcome to Solarte Collection's first podcast. We are so excited that you are here. My name is Angela Jenkins and I'm the founder and CEO of Solarte. And today we have Michael Daniel here, who is our chief chemist.
Hello.
And Michael has a ton of information that will help you understand what you're putting on the largest organ of your body, what matters, what you should stay away from, and we're going to unpack that and flesh out why ingredients matter. So, Michael, of course, you know that Solarte, when you first came on board, you reviewed the original ingredients, the formulations of all the products, and your response to me was, your product line is elegant. Can you expand on that and tell us, what does elegant mean in chemistry?
Right. A little background is that I am a formulation chemist by trade. And so I need to know the ingredients of whatever final product I'm working on. So whether I'm creating a prototype for, you know, skin irritation, or whether I'm creating a prototype for an injection, it's the ingredients that it's my job to know them in and out, so I can answer questions that come further down the road. And so looking at the ingredients of Solarte, the first thing that kind of jumped out for me is like, oh, I don't have to turn the page. Like, oh, I don't have this long list of things that, you know, I'm sure some of them are great, but are they really necessary?
Right.
So that's why elegance struck out to me, is that when you can accomplish your final goal with the fewest number of steps, or in this case, the fewest number of ingredients, that is elegance. There's
right.
nothing, no fillers, no nothing that you don't need. And so that's what it read to me. We've all been there where you have to turn over the label to keep reading the ingredients.
Right.
And so this is not one of those.
So, you know, the companies out there that have, you know, beautiful branding and great packaging, but 200 ingredients is a lot.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot.
Right.
So I know that you said that we have selective and limited ingredients. Our hand cream has less than, you know, 12 ingredients in our product, which is fantastic. So we want to move forward a little bit and talk about, of course, shea butter is our branded. I mean, we are a shea butter line and everything that we make is made with natural ingredients. So why is shea butter so good for the skin? What does it do for you?
Shea butter has a lot of natural vitamins in it already. And so what it has in it mimics your body's natural moisturizer already, which is called sebum. And your body has been a master at regulating its environment. Again, the skin is the largest organ on the body, and its controller, its mission is to control what goes in and what comes out. Your body can, you know, respirate, it can sweat, it can release, and it also keeps things from getting in.
Right.
So it has this process that we don't really need to get in the way of. And so when you put something on your skin, it would be best if it mimics the skin's natural moisturizing capability already. And that's what shea butter can do.
Right.
And, you know, with the free fatty acids that you can find in it, mimic those that you find in your sebum. And you also have the vitamins that help your skin with inflammation. It can also reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it's just a great all-around moisturizer.
I love that. Of course. I mean, of course, I, you know, don't like to reveal my age very often, but we love that it helps reduce the aging effects. So coming in from the beach or the golf course or just a long hike out in the sun, you know, it's always good to restore your skin with natural product. And I also love that it helps with the, you said sebum, the recreation of sebum in your skin, right? So such an important part of elasticity, anti-aging. We want to, you know, further our efforts with all of the products that we use with shea butter. So the other product ingredient that we have, which is fantastic, is the allantoin. And allantoin is known also to help with anti-aging. So why does allantoin do that?
So that's another great moisturizer. It enhances the skin's ability to shed dead skin cells, and it promotes healing and smoothness itself. So it could be natural, again, how you source it. And so that's one of the great benefits of allantoin.
And the exfoliation process, like I know it's in our hand creams, it's in our body lotions. I notice that when I use our body lotion, you know, it stays with me all day. You know, my skin does feel smoother. You know, if I use anything else on my skin, I feel sticky. But our product is very smooth, and because it's elegantly formulated, right?
You want to stay away from anything that leaves a residue on your skin after you come out of the shower, because again, that residue could possibly inhibit your body's natural process. And so sometimes you'll see ingredients listed that if you do the research, they can be these fats that are solid even at body temperature. And so if they're left behind, they're clogging up your pores because it's like a plug down at a hole.
Oh.
And so you don't want that to happen. So if we go back to shea butter, it's one of those to where it's liquid at body temperature. So it's fluid and it moves out of the way and it's not going to inhibit any processes.
Right. So then furthermore, I think when we hear the word alcohol, I know alcohol in some products is stripping. It's known to be an astringent in a lot of products. Mm-hmm. And so our products do not have the bad alcohol. We have good alcohol. Right. Tell me more about the good alcohol and what is the name of the bad alcohol, just so we can flesh that out.
Right. So if you see anything like ethanol, even rubbing alcohol, and so what those things are is that they're considered astringents because they evaporate very easily, leaving your skin drier than when you put it on there. And so just because if you see the word alcohol, that's not always what you're seeing. Sometimes it is, and so you have to do your research, obviously. But the type, it's hard to classify it purely as an alcohol, but it's something called acetylsterol alcohol. And that's actually an emulsifier stabilizer. And so its purpose is to keep the creamy texture of the lotion throughout the life. And so you don't, you know, open up the jar, or you don't, you know, have to necessarily shake it up before you use it.
Right.
So this acetylsterol alcohol is going to allow it to stay its consistency throughout the life of the product.
Okay. So, like, there's other brands that I've used in the past as a teenager. I mean, I hate to, you know, bring up different brands, but I mean, I used that as a teenager when I had breakouts and everything. And I'm sure that there are products and alcohols and astringents, I mean, you know, that are sterile, right? It's an antiseptic, I guess.
You bring up a good point, because one of the first things you have to do when you're looking for a moisturizer is pick the one that is best for your skin.
Right.
So as a teenager, you're almost overproducing sebum. In fact, you are. And that's when, you know, people get bad acne. It's because their hormones are driving this overproduction of sebum.
Okay.
So in some cases, you do need an astringent because it can mix with those oils and it can take it away or allow you to wash it away. But as you get older, your body doesn't overproduce sebum. It mostly is going to underproduce sebum. So if you're using the same type of moisturizer or the same cleaning regimen you did when you were a teenager and now you're 30, 40 or older, then you need some updates.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So we can definitely go into all kinds of different reasons to use Solarte, but we know that we have the elegant formulation and the right ingredients. Now, humectants, tell us about that part of our product line.
Okay. So when I look at a moisturizer, I want it to bring moisture to the skin, and that's what a humectant is. A common humectant would be glycerin, like we find in the Solarte products. Glycerin is hydrophilic. It likes water. And so it brings that to the skin.
Right. And in our product line, we have the lavender essential oils as well as verbena. Mm-hmm. And we always say that verbena is very invigorating. That's it just makes you happy. It just, you know, that lemon citrus fragrance. Yeah. And then lavender is so good for calming, as you know, and helping you get ready for bed at night and soothing. And I think just the sense of smell. I mean, we, you know, so many memories are made from that. And our mission to help women overcome some really hard situations and domestic violence, we want to make sure that whatever they're smelling at the safe house is giving them life and helping them with the recovery process. So in any event, we are so thankful for Michael. We are actually going to be launching our sunscreens, and the sunscreens are due to come out first quarter of 2020. And then for the end of the year, we're launching our soaps. So super excited. So tell us about the good part of not having the toxins. So what were the names of the toxic ingredients for the sunscreens? The benzone.
The oxybenzone is one of them. And there's another benzone that goes with it. And so the reason that they're moving away, the sunscreen industry is moving away from the benzones and more towards a mineral, your zinc and titanium oxide or dioxide, is because the benzones, one, have been found to hurt the coral reefs, and two, that if it does get into your bloodstream, and this is an interesting topic right now because you put it on topically, you don't think about it going systemic throughout your whole body, but sometimes it does, and so you need to be aware of if this does, if I put it over irritated skin or if I get a cut while this is on my skin, it's very probable that this could get into your body.
Right.
And so what they found is that they could cause systemic effects. They could damage your liver, which is a key part in, you know, trying to keep your body safe on the inside. And so the cosmetic industry had this when they used to use phthalates. And so phthalates are what we call plasticizer. And so the original idea was to keep your skin from being stiff. And so a plasticizer allows it to move a little bit more, not being as rigid. But what they found through studies is that it could actually cause problems with your liver and kidneys.
Wow.
If it got through your skin. So that's why, you know, you won't see phthalates in the Solarte products. And, you know, our sunscreens are coming out. You won't see any of the benzone products. We're going to go, you know, using the minerals. To do all of our sun blocking for us.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It's been a great interview, and you'll be back soon to go over when the sunscreens arrive, and we'll talk about our soaps as well. So thanks for being here, and we hope you all will join us on the next podcast. Have a great afternoon.
Bye.